Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 81 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, and I am coming to you from the ISTE conference. This is the great big educational technology conference here in Chicago this year. I've heard that there are more than 20,000 people here. We're at McCormick Place, which is an enormous convention center. The expo hall just opened up, and I just ran into Rachel Mann, who has written this awesome book that has this really, really cool spin on it called The Martians in Your Classroom. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. She also does some stuff with Teach Like TED. You heard from her in an earlier episode, and she's back. And Rachel, we're here in Chicago. How are you doing?
Hey, I am so excited to be here and so excited to connect with you, Matt. This is such a cool place, awesome people, and awesome energy.
Yeah. Oh, it absolutely is. Yeah. And so I want to tell people about The Martians in Your Classroom. And I've got to say, from me being, I remember back in sixth grade when our academic bowl competition was centered around the race to the moon. And so that I was totally geeking out about that and, you know, just the whole space side of that. And so I think, you know, for kids like that and really for just about anybody, this is such a unique spin. And so tell people what you mean when you're talking about the Martians in your classroom.
Well, first, I'm excited that you mentioned the whole race to the moon. Yeah. I just read an article by Elon Musk talking about how races are exciting, and he's excited about this whole race to Mars. And,
oh, yeah.
And it really is. It's a competition. You know, we have to maintain our standing as a nation. If we're not leading the way, who do we want to lead the way?
Right.
So The Martians in Your Classroom, it's not about little green people or about our, well, sometimes our kids do seem like they're alien life forms.
Yeah.
Because they're experiencing the world so differently than the world we grew up in. But the first person to step foot on the red planet has already been born. Mm-hmm. And it could be a kid in our class.
Right.
And how do we prepare for that? That's just, it's a shift in dynamics when you think about what they may be experiencing in their lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And in your book, I know you kind of dig into how can we get those kids ready, you know? So what are some of the unique things related to these Martians, so to speak? That kid who is going to grow up and is going to set foot on Mars, you know, what's sort of unique about them?
Well, for one, they're going to have so much knowledge available to them. Well, they already do.
Yeah.
So that whole, the ability to obtain knowledge in the moment is more valuable than just knowing stuff. So that's huge. It's a dynamic shift for us as educators, but also really letting kids wrestle with problems, because
yes,
they're going to be solving the big problems of the world. Most of those require STEM answers. So we've got to find ways to not only incorporate STEM, but make sure that we're letting kids wrestle with problems that sometimes we don't even have the answers for. And I think that's a big shift and something that everyone can implement, no matter what your content area is, mm-hmm, or what grade level, that you can implement right now.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I love how you said that kids are going to need to wrestle with problems. And I know in our older mindsets in education, it's been like, we're going to give them the problems and they're going to have clean, simple to grade answers, you know, and that's obviously not the way the world works. And I know that a lot of times when teachers let kids wrestle with those problems and it's messy and there's no, you know, easy answer that you can see in the answer key, that's not easy for us. And the more that we turn things over to kids, some people might start to think that we're teaching less, which I know is sort of the idea. But so speak to the person that's either feeling that way or has had some pushback from somebody else along all that.
Well, and it really should be, as educators, we should be the facilitators, but allowing kids to do the work. And
yeah,
I think that is a huge shift in how we've done things in the past. And sometimes it's a matter of just letting your administrators, when you have that pushback, you've got to give them a shift in perspective as well.
Yeah.
So some real conversations. And knowing that you're here for the student learning, you've got to give them what's best. And sometimes that means having that hard conversation,
yeah,
with the people who are in leadership, because it may be something that you're not only changing the way that they think, but it's,
yeah,
also going to affect other educators as well, as they realize that there's not one right way to do education.
Right, yeah. And sometimes that shift takes a long time, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And
yeah,
it requires patience. It requires sticking with it, but not losing sight, because I think sometimes it can become discouraging. People give up up and they go back into their old patterns, and that's what we can't have happen.
Right. Yeah, totally agree. Okay, let's wrap this up with some practical stuff. Like, what are some, like, concrete things that a teacher could go do in their classroom that either you suggest in the book or is in the spirit of the book?
Well, there's so much available online, like different resources which are mentioned in the book that people can grab and use right away.
Yeah.
But one of the biggest things they can do is walk across the hallway and connect with a teacher in another content area. Say,
yes.
I'm teaching this. How can we build on this so that we're really blurring the lines between our subject areas?
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that there's so many connections. So how can we make more of those connections between our other classes so that kids are getting a holistic view of what it looks like in the applications, making it just real world?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love that. So Martians in your classroom. One of the things I love about this book is all of the space references all throughout it. So if this sounds like your kind of book, you can of course go to martianclassroom.org. And then if people want to connect with you, what's the best way?
I go to rachelmann.co or follow me on Twitter, Instagram at Rachel, RACHAELEDU.
Excellent. All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.